The norm is actually the average, I should say, is about 4.4 years in the SUNY system, according to Chancellor Nancy Zimpher. But a lot of schools track their graduation rates 6 years out. Students take time off, either for work, to do extracurricular activities, to go abroad, whatever the case may be. So a six-year graduation rate is a more accurate way of looking at it.
And you've been looking at the various SUNY schools. Some have some very good graduation rates, others not so good. What's the difference? What have you found there?
Well, it looks like some of the schools with the higher graduation rates, about three-quarters of the students finish. And that's Binghamton, Geneseo, New Paltz, and others, about a third of the students finish. And so there's a great disparity between some of the campuses.
Do we know why there's a difference between one SUNY campus and the other?
I think it would probably depend on who you talk to. Some of the campuses say they admit a wider range of students, so they're going to admit students that might not get into some of the more selective SUNY schools and are therefore more likely to drop out. Some of the schools with the higher competitive application process, the more competitive application process, those schools traditionally are going to graduate more students.
Why are people dropping out? Is it because of academics? Is it because of lack of money? Is there a major reason why?
I think it probably depends on the student. I don't think there's any one reason why. Certainly academic struggles are a big part of it, as well as economics. So I don't think there's any, I haven't found any one cause that dominates.
You mentioned SUNY Chancellor Dr. Nancy Zimpher. What has SUNY's reaction been to all of this?
I think SUNY owns that there is some disparity amongst its campuses, and they are trying to make it easier for students to graduate and trying to bring more students to completion, as they call it. They're making it easier to transfer to schools. They're going to increase some of their online coursework so that students can take classes even after perhaps they leave campus. If they need just a few classes to finish, it'll be easier to do that.
Empire State College had the lowest graduation rate of 16%, but Empire State is a non-traditional independent study college with a lot of adults who go back to school, maybe come back and forth from careers or family or whatever. So maybe that one is maybe not quite as bad as it sounds, the 16%?
Correct. I think that's an outlier just because it's usually the role of that school is really to earn a couple courses that you can apply to a degree elsewhere that maybe you didn't finish and you don't want to go back to campus. You want to continue in your job at a site far away from campus, but you need those two more classes to get your bachelor's or even your master's degree. So that's largely what that campus exists to do. It's online, most of these courses at Empire State. So that's an outlier, I think.
United University Professions, which is the faculty and staff union, has been saying for years, well, the cutbacks, the lack of funding has been hurting us. Is this part of the problem? Are classes being canceled, therefore it takes some of these undergraduates longer to get the classes they need because the classes are full or they just don't have the ability to finish their schedule in under 4 years?
I've certainly heard that in talking with students in the past, and I've written stories about that, and I don't think that the situation has gotten a lot better, so there's certainly validity to that. Students getting shut out of that final course they need to graduate, which pushes their entire college experience back another semester or so. But I don't know that that's the only reason. I think some schools, clearly these numbers show, need to do more to help the students get to graduation.
And the highest graduation rate, it said Cornell. Now, it's not Cornell University, is it?
It's correct. It's some of the campuses at Cornell, like their labor school, that are state-funded. Those have graduation rates in the 90 percentile.
So is there a goal here for SUNY to maybe get it back to 4 years for undergraduates? Or is Dr. Zimpher and the rest of SUNY saying, well, times are changing. It's no longer a four-year program. It's 4, 5, 6 years, and we should no longer look at SUNY or undergraduate education as a four-year program.
Well, I think the likelihood of graduation probably decreases in a way as you extend your experience at school. In other words, a student who's in school, you know, for 4 years is more likely to graduate. A student who plans to be in school for 4 years than one who's there finds him or herself there 6 years later. So SUNY is actually going the other way, and they're looking to increase the number of students that can earn 3-year degrees, so that those so that you can basically save on another year of college, which I imagine would make it easier for some students to graduate if they had that motivation to really get all their key coursework out of the way in 3 years.